Hey kittens, it's Ben. Naomi's getting some seltzer because we just finished part one of our show and our palates are parched. I think that's. Do I want ice? No. It's been in the fridge for a while. So we were doing a show and then our throats got all dry. So we're getting some seltzer. I don't know if that's going to help or not. So in this part two of our show, we're going to talk about the movies we've been watching on our Xbox.
Did you start already?
Yeah, I started.
God damn it.
Why? I wanted you to come in with the seltzer and be all nice. Oh, hey!
I got you seltzers!
So I was just explaining that we're going to be talking about the movies we've been watching other than indie.
The ones we've been
purchasing on Xbox Live and also stealing on the internet. Whoops. That slipped.
So first one we watched was Lars and the Real Girl.
Which we actually purchased on Xbox Live.
Yes.
Legally.
Legally purchased. The commercials for this movie suck.
Yeah, like the trailer and stuff?
Yeah. Completely, the movie they portrayed in the commercials is completely different than the actual movie. And it kind of upset me because I was really in the mood for a comedy. And I think I cried from beginning to end.
Well, when you hear the premise of the story, you automatically think sad.
Right, or dark comedy.
Not the way they were portraying it, dark comedy. Yeah, but if I explain to, like, if no one's heard of this movie and I explain to the movie, oh, it's about this sad, lonely man who
lives in the garage.
So desperate. He lives in the garage of his brother's house. He kind of likes his brother's wife, you can tell. And
walks around with the blanket that his mom made him when he was a baby.
And he can't get a girl, but a lot of girls do like him, sort of, but he really can't pick up on that. So he orders a real doll, which is a sex doll, on the internet and pretends that it's living. And
it's real.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have sex with it.
Yeah. So that sounds really sad.
It sounds morbid and sad. Yeah.
Right, the trailers were like, oh, this is a joyous romp. Da, 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 da.
Hey, I got a new girlfriend. Guess what? She's a doll.
Yeah. Wow, that was creepy. And so
it
wasn't.
It's not funny.
It was very
sad. No, it was like the most depressing movie I've ever watched.
No.
It was really sad. No, you know what? Let's not talk about that. You don't want to talk about it because it made you cry.
Shut up. Okay, so this movie was very sad, but it was very good, though.
It was good. It had its funny moments. I liked it. It just...
Very few funny moments.
So. I thought it was... There were some, like, you know, tongue-in-cheek type of things or whatever, but not the movie I had anticipated.
Right.
So, if you want... It was very, like psychological drama.
Yeah, maybe if you go into it thinking it's going to be sad, maybe it's a better movie.
Right. No, I still liked it. I thought it was really good. Yeah. I thought it was really different.
I'm just saying.
And I mean, I think he did a good job interacting with that.
That
like,
cool.
Like when he, that one scene, like I seriously felt like he was in love with this thing. Like I felt it was like this doll was his soulmate. And it was kind of sad.
Yeah.
So that was one movie. Then the next one we watched was The Devil and Daniel Johnston.
Yeah. Which was really good.
Really good and really sad again. At least I thought it was sad. Do you think it's like funny and great?
I don't think it's funny.
It is about a man who's mentally ill.
Yeah.
And is awesome. Just falling apart and taking his family with him. Dude, he
don't ruin it for anyone. Because that fucking part rules.
You watch this movie, there is a scene where your jaw will drop.
Yeah. You'd be like, say,
what the fuck?
How?
It was sad.
Well, his life seems like some sort of, like, fucked up fairy tale, almost.
Yeah.
Like, things that, like, what? How does that happen?
Right.
And, you know, like, stories that someone would tell you that, like, almost like how they describe it in the movie, it's like urban legend.
Right.
Like, there's no way that can happen, but it really did, and it's kind of crazy.
You know what I sat there thinking throughout this movie? Like, I'm in my right mind. I'm mentally sane. I am clear thinking.
Right.
And there are things that I have wanted to do and pursue when I was a kid. And I said that I wanted to do these things. And people were like, no, you can't do that. That's not going to get you a job. That's not going to make you a career. And I took that to heart. And I listened to people. And I have yet to fulfill those things. And then you got this guy who was trying, as a child, was trying to, you know, be the artist and be the musician and be, like, this big, great thing. And everyone kept telling him, no, you can't. Mm-hmm. And in his, like, delusional little head, he didn't even hear any of it. And he continued to pursue it. And he did make something out of himself.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, fuck. I want to be mentally ill.
He's a genius.
He is. I mean, like, some of those songs that he was singing, like, even the younger ones, like, when he was a teenager, I was like, oh my god, this is great.
Yeah.
Like, they're very profound.
Very, like, he has a very odd voice.
Yeah.
I remember playing a song for you before you knew who he was, and you were like, I can't stand this. Because of his voice. Right. Like, I think, well, he has sort of a lisp.
It's like a weird lisp.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, like Krusty the Clown singing, I guess. It's kind of what it reminds me of.
A little bit.
Without the smoker's voice.
Right. I remember my first CD that he was on was the Kids soundtrack. Do you remember that movie?
Kids. Wait. Oh, that's that fucked up movie, right? About AIDS and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I didn't see it. But right. I do know
the soundtrack was pretty cool, and he was on that. And he sang Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Okay, right.
And that's, like, one of my favorite songs of his. And I had no idea who he was. I just knew I really liked that song.
Right.
And this was, like, before, like, the internet was big. Yeah. So, or at least I have...
Big for you.
Right. So I didn't, like, pursue like, his name, finding out who he was or anything. And then, years later, I saw the movie, and I was like, oh my god, he sings that song, and I'm like, I know him, I knew what this is, so that was kind of cool.
Now, having seen the movie, and seeing where this guy started, and what he is now, and where he can't, like, I definitely have a better appreciation for the music, and I could listen to it now. I don't think it would irritate me as much.
I think we should get some of his tapes, maybe
we could go to that,
contact that guy.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
So everyone listening, go check out Daniel Johnston. He's very interesting.
We'll post a link, maybe, and maybe a trailer or something to the movie. So it's a really good movie.
So that was the one documentary, and then we started watching Capturing the Friedmans, which you love, and I honestly, I can't stomach stuff like that.
Well,
it's a documentary, and just some of the stuff they were talking about, I just did not find.
It's like, about a father and son who are accused of sexually abusing kids.
A group of boys in their basement during computer class or whatever, which, I mean, we got far enough into reporters investigating the case who were, you know, bringing up doubts, and those doubts make sense, so I'm sure he probably didn't.
Well, there are parts that we didn't see that you didn't see that kind of accuse him into other stuff that he was involved in.
I mean, he was caught with child pornography, so, I mean, that at least he should get something for that.
Right.
I have a really hard time dealing with anything in terms of kids and sexual abuse. I just can't. Yeah. And you're guessing me to death.
No, I understand. No, I mean, I saw this in the theater with my sister, and some of the stuff was kind of hard to stomach, but once you're watching the movie, especially in a theater, like, since it's so dark and you're just zoned in on the movie, even if you wanted to leave, it's like, this is, your whole entire focus is on that, so.
Well, I think a big problem with us watching is that it kept freezing up.
Oh, yeah.
And every time I would finally settle in and be like, okay, whatever, I'm just gonna watch this, then it would freeze up, and then it would, like, snap me out of it, and then and then I was like, oh, God, can we just stop it now? So I don't want to watch this anymore. But it's the parents of Silly Billy.
Silly Billy, who is now on VH1's, what is it?
Celebrity Magician Show. I don't remember the name of it. Abracadabra or something. Celebracadabra.
God, whoever named that is fucking retarded.
We're a fucking genius.
Yeah, one or the other. Stupid.
Celebracadabra. Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to be able to finish watching
that. Okay. I've seen it already.
What other movie? Oh, you want to see The Strangers.
Yeah, that looks kind of interesting. Just
looks like it's going to make me shit my pants.
See, I don't know if we should see this because we just moved into this apartment, and I think it's about a robbery, so I don't think we should watch it.
Was it a robbery in an apartment complex?
No, it looks like a house.
Oh.
What? Well, at least from the trailer.
I don't know, like those masks.
That's
me
awesome.
Out. Oh, God. No, you know what I want to see?
One looks like the Sandman from Batman?
Mm-mm.
That's cool.
What? Wait, the Sandman.
Yeah, Sandman. Have you seen the new Batman movie?
Yeah. The Scarecrow?
Scarecrow, sorry.
Okay, yeah. That's what I thought you meant.
Why do I think Sandman? Oh, so Sandman's another one.
I guess.
Another Batman.
I don't know. Yeah. Speaking of Batman, I really want to see Dark Knight. I really do. Stop it.
The movie looks shitty.
It looks amazing. Are you kidding me?
I'll see it, but I don't know.
In a morbid way, I at least want to see it because Heath Ledger's in it. And I just want to see, like, what his last piece was like, yeah. Because they, from what I heard...
Did you appreciate any of the other Heath Ledger movies?
No.
Okay.
Because, no, what were his other movies? Like, 10 Things I Hate About You and Brokeback Mountain. What else was he in?
And that,
No. I love movie. The Patriot. I love that movie. That was really good. He was the son in The Patriot. He was the one that got shot at the very end of the movie.
I don't know if I remember The Patriot.
Mel Gibson? Patriot? Oh, he's a Jew hater, so you wouldn't watch that movie.
No, I watched... Hey, dude, I went to the theater to see Passion of the Christ.
Did you? You did not.
Honest to God, went to see it.
Did you really?
Yes, we will continue that conversation tomorrow. Yes, I did. I love you.
I love you, Obama.